USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson pledged to decide cases without fear or favor while also thanking God and professing her love for the country and the Constitution. It was part of her 12-minute opening statement to the Senate Judiciary Committee. While Democrats on the panel praised President Biden's nominee, Republicans like Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina showed that they're ready to ask pointed questions of her record.
I want to know about your judicial philosophy, because people on the left, the far extreme part of the left, believe that you are the best bet.
If confirmed, Brown Jackson will be the first black woman to sit on the U.S. Supreme Court, which in turn will have four women on the bench at the same time. Wall Street on Monday closed lower, the Dow down 202 points, the S&P 500 down 55 points, the S&P 500 off a couple. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Ukraine emphatically told Russia no to its demand that the country surrender the southern port city of Mariupol. That city has experienced relentless attacks from Russia, leaving civilians trapped in deteriorating conditions. It's been a month since the U.S. issued its first sanctions against Russia in hopes of weakening the Kremlin. In an upcoming interview for CBS's 60 Minutes, Deputy National Security Advisor Dalip Singh, who crafted the sanctions, discussed what more can be done.
We can broaden our sanctions. So take the sanctions we've already applied, apply them to more targets, apply them to more sectors.
Singh mentioned more banks as sanction targets among examples without giving more specifics. Jacksboro, Texas, northwest of the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex, has suffered significant damage as a possible tornado ripped through the town on Monday. Local media reports say the high school and the animal shelter was among the structures that were hit hardest. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, and I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
The Pentagon says there has not been an increase in foreign fighters for Russia in Ukraine.
Press Secretary John Kirby saying Russia has been putting out messages to other countries, especially the Middle East, about having them join Russian forces in their unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. Kirby also says the United States has had conversations with other countries about getting more supplies to Ukraine.
So these are ongoing discussions that we're having not only with that nation but many others about how to provide Ukraine the kinds of defensive capabilities, to include long-range air defense, that we know that they're comfortable using, they're trained on.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Two Pennsylvania state troopers are being remembered for service to their community. 33-year-old Martin Mack III and 29-year-old Brandon Siska were in the southbound lanes of I-95 early Monday morning by the sports complex in South Philadelphia, assisting a civilian to safety when all three were struck. Captain James Kim is with Pennsylvania State Police.
Dispatch tried to attempt to contact the troopers, at which point they couldn't, and they sent backup. Upon arrival of the other troopers, there were some witnesses attempting CPR on the troopers on the left side of the road.
All three were pronounced dead at the scene. The name of the civilian has not been released yet. A suspect is in custody but has not been charged. Kim said the incident is being investigated as DUI-related. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Byrne.